Facebook.com/archiver.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Everybody's saying I should run for president. Let me ask you a question. Meatloaf, should I run for president?
Absolutely.
Now, you would definitely vote for him.
I would vote for you. Okay, in fact, I'll help you with your campaign.
What do you think, Star? You're a political analyst.
Of course. I'm right here now, ready to roll.
Who would not vote for me? Who would not vote for him? All right, good.
A hot hint. Don't raise your hand.
I would say anybody that raised their hand would immediately be fired because they're stupid.
That's Donald Trump asking Meatloaf and others on The Apprentice, Celebrity Apprentice, if he ought to run for president. And if he did decide to run, would they vote for him? That's where we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Talk host Bob Del Giorno here with Dottie Lynch from CBS about the Donald's popularity and whether she thinks he really will run. And if he does he have a chance?
When it comes to Donald Trump and Republicans, and now Karl Rove speaking out against him, does Donald Trump, in your opinion, have a chance as a viable candidate? And part two of the question is, what do you think it is, if he does, about Trump that resonates with the people, if in fact he does? Is it just this birther issue, or is there something more to this?
Well, the thing, I mean, he's getting a tremendous amount of airtime right now because he says in very blunt, plain-spoken words things that are on a lot of people's minds. He's talking about not just the birther thing, but about China and America's place in the world, and that Obama's a horrible president. And for a lot of the Republican base, that's exactly what they believe. Whether he'll actually run, these disclosure forms that he says he's filling out or planning to, but they go into a lot of detail about people's financial background. Most businessmen aren't too crazy about releasing all of that information. So that's one issue. And whether, you know, he's got kind of a checkered background. Turns out he hasn't voted in a lot of primary elections. All those kind of things that you check off if you're thinking about running for office, he has some issues with, and he's liable to run into a lot of potholes once people start to really investigate what his positions are on things and how consistent he is. But for right now, I think some of those things that he's bringing up, and because he's getting so much attention, and especially on cable television, there are some people who say, yeah, you know, he's actually saying it like it is.
Talk host Terry Gilbert's not sure how serious Mr. Trump is about running, but she thinks he'd be good for the GOP.
Look at how he handles himself on camera. See how he handles himself in interviews. See where his passion is. It might well be that Trump really, really loves the United States so much, he is willing to take this guy on because he has come to his senses. He's realized this guy is the emperor's new clothes. There's nothing there. In over his head on foreign policy, doesn't know anything about economics. We are losing our position in the world. China's winning, not us. And that bugs Trump. Now, as a developer, I'm told he has given not just to the Dems, but also to the Repubs to survive in New York City and beyond. As a businessman, he's hardly been necessarily for the people on eminent domain issues. If some little old lady needs to move along now so I can have that property, he'll be for the government that comes in and trumps her with eminent domain issues. He doesn't seem to have a conscience about that, because all the people he puts to work once his new casino is in, or whatever his mini Trump Tower somewhere is in, or another big Trump Tower somewhere else. So he's not necessarily a bleeding heart either for the underdog. What he has said on television is he's for the middle class guy. Well, that sounds like a good position. Is it Republican? I don't know. It just sounds good. The birther issue sounds good, too. How China is making it in the world and we're not, that sounds good, too. Time will tell on him, but he's good for the GOP on the eligibility issue. He's good for the GOP to put their feet to the fire, to find somebody better than him so that he can graciously bow out. And if he's a turncoat and decides to go into an independent direction and register as an run as an independent, then he very well might split the GOP That part won't be good for the GOP, and Obama could win by default.
Coming up, while Donald Trump is getting all the airtime, there are plenty of other Republicans that are looking into running for the presidency. Karl Rove weighs in next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico to help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here with breaking news. Let's go to Jim in the chopper.
Hey, Flo, looks like Progressive is offering the Snapshot discount. It's their biggest discount ever. Should be huge.
That's big, Jim. But what's with the chopper?
What do you mean? It's a chopper. Choppers are sweet.
They kind of are.
The Snapshot discount. It's new, it's a big deal, and it's finally here. Learn more at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayville Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Snapshot is not available in all states.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of an Ashley sofa and love seat or bedroom from Standard, plus an HDTV. No credit needed. No long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
This is Talk Radio in Review. I'm Doug Steffen, focusing on the potential 2012 candidates. And we go to Fox, where John Scott talked with Karl Rove about when he thinks we'll know who is and who isn't running for the presidency.
Some of these candidates, as you well know, Carl, are saying if you get into the race too early, you run the danger of peaking too early, and maybe it might be better to get in a little late. What do you think?
Well, there is that argument. You get to a physical deadline, though. There gets to be a point at which you don't have enough money to raise, enough time to raise the money you need, and you don't have enough time to get organized as deeply as you need to be organized for these contests. That period is probably sometime in June or July. Think back to 2000, for example. George W. Bush made his first campaign speech in June of 1999. But he filed an exploratory committee in March because he had to raise it at $1,000 a donor, and he needed that lead time to get going. And I suspect we're likely to see a lot of these potential campaigners, make the same similar decision that they need to get in the race so they can begin to raise money, the necessary funds for these contests that come so quickly next year, and also get themselves organized in those early states.
So Gary Johnson, he's the former New Mexico governor. He officially announced a few days back he's actively in the race, says he wants to win it. What does getting in early at this point do for a guy who doesn't have great name recognition?
Well, not a whole heck of a lot. In fact, take a look at this. I didn't put any names with it because names don't matter. This is the Gallup poll in April. Look at that.
16, 16, 13, 10, 6, 6, 4, 3, 3, 2. I mean, these people are all bunched together. There's essentially no difference between these top four and no difference between these next six candidates. They're all essentially dead even, and anybody can win this contest. By comparison, in March of 1999, it was 52% for George W. Bush, 30% for Elizabeth Dolan, 9% for Dan Quayle. So you did have a front runner back there. So getting in early now doesn't give you necessarily a big advantage at all. It does allow you to begin to raise money. It allows you to go out and make these campaign stops at which you can organize. But essentially, he who gets out the earliest doesn't necessarily win the contest at the end.
Well, if those numbers are any indication, then President Obama looks to be in pretty good shape. If you've got, 16%, what do you call this? Okay, go ahead.
No. You're comparing apples and oranges. President Obama, the number he's got to be worried about is we've had in the last 2 weeks two national polls that say President Obama has 45% of the American people who say they will definitely not vote for him. That's pretty close to 50%. In fact, in one of the polls, it was 45% said definitely would not vote for him. 28% said they definitely would. Everybody else was up for grabs. The Republican need get less than one out of every four of the people up for grabs in order to beat Obama. That's not a good starting point. The president is not in good shape, particularly with independents who were critical to his election in 2008.
Okay, but what if somebody like a Donald Trump or a Ron Paul were to come in with a third-party candidacy?
Well, first of all, third-party candidates are a lot more difficult to get on the ballot than they were the last time this was really important, which was 1992. And you have to have discipline and focus and a lot of resources in order to do it. Both of the candidates you mentioned might have, in the case of Ron Paul, an organization, in the case of Trump, money, but it's very complicated and gotten even more complicated in the intervening years to get on the ballot in 50 states as a third-party candidate.
From MSNBC, Andrea Mitchell talks with political analyst Charlie Cook about which rumored candidates he thinks will actually seriously attempt to run.
Some of them really have to get started on organizing and money and on hiring the key field personnel. Where do you see signs that someone is really getting serious?
Well, I mean, obviously Romney, Pawlenty, Santorum, I mean, they're in, no question about it. And Newt's pretty close to the line. As you said, Mitch Daniels and Haley Barbour are, there's still some degree of doubt, more so with Mitch Daniels than with Haley Barbour.
Is it likely that one or the other would get in since they're so close?
Well, they both had the same desk back to back in the Reagan White House, as you remember when you were there, and so there are a lot alike. They're both I think the closest thing to the sort of truth tellers, the folks that are willing to say what they think, even if it may not be the most politically advantageous thing to say.
Now, is there some political value in that? I mean, is that dangerous? We saw what happened to Walter Mondale back in 1984, memorably, when he said, Ronald Reagan will raise your taxes. He won't tell you, I just did. And Ronald Reagan did raise your taxes. That said, Mondale, maybe other reasons as well, paid a big penalty for that.
Well, I think that you get accolades from journalists. You get accolades from sort of the League of Women Voters for telling the truth. But it generally doesn't work to your benefit. I mean, there's a reason why Spinmeisters come up with talking points, and that is these are the things that are most likely to strike a resonant chord with voters. And, each side really is sort of telling half-truths.
And more than 50%, 55 or 56% of the New York Times polling of Republicans didn't like any of the choices. What about Donald Trump going to New Hampshire? He just doesn't strike me as a New Hampshire kind of guy.
Well, you and I've talked about it. I mean, I'm a Trump skeptic. I'm coming around. I guess he's going to run for a while. But, yeah, I kind of have a hard time seeing him going door to door in some of these places.
Unless he's trying to sell a condo.
I mean, look, he's going to do what he's going to do, and he's got the money to do it. And, he's not like Mike Huckabee or Sarah Palin, where this would be a costly thing personally, financially, to run. For Donald Trump, it's not so much. So he'll do what he wants to do, and, we'll just have to kind of watch in amazement, the kind of way when you watch a car wreck or something.
Up next, Donald weighs in on the high price of gasoline, something we're all interested in, next on The Countdown.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here, talking about what talk radio, talk television, left, right, you know the drill. All the folks talking about various things, including the escalating cost of gasoline. Brian Kilmeade, Gretchen Carlson, and Steve Doocy from Fox talked to Donald Trump about the cause of the high gas prices and what he thinks needs to be done.
Given the fact that in Washington, D.C., gas is now $5 a gallon, about. The president now attacking big oil companies. You know, he's going to have an investigation, ask people to look into what's going on. What do you think about this strategy? And do high gas prices translate into good news for the GOP?
Well, I certainly think you can use it to your advantage. You don't want to have to do that. You want to see the country get strong and strong again, and oil prices are out of control. And frankly, I don't mind attacking oil companies, but why isn't he attacking OPEC? Because OPEC, it all starts there.
Yeah.
So, you know, you look at OPEC and you look at what these guys are doing, and there's never a word of criticism, including on your show. When people come on, consultants, politicians, they never mention OPEC because their lobbyists, their local lobbyists, tells them don't mention OPEC. Because OPEC pays a fortune in Washington. So, you know, it's wonderful to attack the oil companies, and I'm all for it. I don't care. But why aren't they talking about OPEC?
Donald, you have an opinion on the fracking and the natural gas that you'll be going at. Do you have an opinion on drilling here at home?
Well, I think we should just drill. I mean, this is crazy. They can't drill in the Gulf. They can't drill in Alaska. They can't drill anywhere. And in the meantime, we're being held hostage by all of these foreign nations that are just ripping us. So I think we should just open it up. I understand the environmental. I understand it probably better than any. I've received many, many environmental awards. But they are holding this country to a level that is impossible for us to do anything. And if we're going to get back on track, we have to get oil down to $40, $50, or $60 a barrel. And right now it looks like it's going up to $150. So we can never come back if oil is at these levels.
Here's host Frank Beckman with Craig Johnson from a group called Customer Growth Partners. The focus is gas prices.
What makes this time the tipping point for us when we haven't reached that point before, Craig?
Well, in fact, we have reached it before. There's been six major U.S. recessions since the 1970s. And all but one of them, you know, the 9/11 year, all but one of them have been associated with, if not triggered by, when energy prices went above 6% out of the consumer dollar. and we're at 6.2% right now in terms of percent of household spending. And history shows that when you have that kind of air sucked out of the sales of consumers, things can head south in a hurry.
As you have mulled over these numbers that you researched, though, have you found times in our history when the cost of fuels, et cetera, had exceeded 6% and we did not go into a recession?
No, it's happened every time. And again, the highest ever was in 1980 when it reached about 9.3%, and we're again about just over 6%. Now, but every time it's happened, the economy shortly afterwards went into the tanker. And the difference is now we have not just energy prices up 35% year over year, we have food prices up 10% year over year, about 7% just in the last 3 or 4 months. And the combination, that double whammy of food and energy prices rising at this rate, hasn't occurred since the OPEC oil embargo of 74, 75.
Isn't it natural for those food prices to go up at a time energy prices do?
They have gone up in the past because of the transportation component that I think you alluded to a moment ago. So that has up, but not at this rate. You know, we have, you know, things going up hugely, not just, you know, by, you know, 5 or 10%, but we have prices of, you know, of coffee, of cocoa, of milk, of corn. Corn prices are at Civil War record levels. They have doubled in the last year. And corn is the essential ingredient of virtually across the food chain because it's such a key ingredient factor in a number of processed foods.
Coming up, more on the high cost of petroleum. That's up next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top!
This week, get Colgate toothpaste for $1.97 and CoverGirl Lash Blast Mascara for $5.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Flowers blooming, soccer starting, dust bunnies flying. All signs that say, Candace, stock up at Sam's Club.
Member Candace Reed on the Sam's Club Spring Stock Up event with big savings on brand name essentials like Cascade, Glade, Quilted Northern, and more. Not a member? Join now, get a gift card up to $25, and watch the savings add up.
It's a sure sign you're at Sam's Club.
Stock up for spring April 25th to May 3rd at Sam's Club and samsclub.com. Savings made simple.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about ExtendoVite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Terms of use.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown. Doug Steffen. Here we are back again with gas prices in the focus, over $4 a gallon. At least 6 states reporting that, and the District of Columbia. Chris Jamison talked to Karen Hunter and Pat Buchanan about the president's promise to investigate possible fraud when it comes to price of gas.
President Obama promised he'll have Holder investigate if there's any fraud or manipulation in the oil market. It's one piece of a complicated economic puzzle that includes rising food prices, continuing high unemployment, and of course the fight over raising the debt ceiling and the budget battle too. You know, is this a case kind of, Karen, where, you know, okay, great, he's going to talk to Eric Holder, but optics can't help here. Unless you're pulling up to the pump and that price the gas is coming down instead of going up, the president is going to take some of the heat for it.
Well, and he has to take some of the heat, as George Bush needs to take some of the heat, as Bill Clinton needs to take some of the heat, as we should go back.
But they're
to,
not running for office.
They're not running for office, but this problem that we're in started 3 decades ago.
But people
and
don't
been,
think that when they drive up to the gas pump and it costs them $80 to fill up their tank.
And Chris, to be honest with you, we also need to look in the mirror, because a lot of where this economy is has to do with our mentality. We are, most of us are overextended. We live above our means. We want things instantly. There's a lotto mentality. We want things the way we want them and not the way that they are. And this president has unfortunately been reacting to that, in addition to him inheriting a really, really, really bad economy that I can actually, you know, talking about the gas prices and all this, no one's looking at the gold prices, which are now $1,500 an ounce. Mm-hmm. That's all because in 1971, Richard Nixon decided to take us off of the gold standard, and I think Pat was in the administration at the time. And what it did was it made our dollar basically worthless, and all we were riding on is our good feeling and good name, which has eroded over the years. So now we're sitting here with none of that, and we're printing money every day like drunken sailors, and our dollar is devalued. So it takes more dollars to buy that gallon of gas. It takes more dollars to buy that ounce of gold. That's really where we are.
Is that, though, Pat, what's going to be at play here when we look ahead to 2012 and as people look at Barack Obama right now?
here's what's going to be at play. Your food prices are rising. The gasoline prices are rising. It cost me $4.30 for regular at the pump. And in addition to that, the dollar is sinking like a stone. People are running away from the dollar. Gold is at $1,500+. Silver is almost $50 an ounce. What this says is the world does not have any confidence in the dollar, which means it doesn't have great confidence in U.S. Treasury bonds. Bill Gross of PIMCO, the bond fund, has started dumping all his, he dumped all his Treasury bonds, and he's shorting it. That means that the Treasury bond is going to go down in value, and interest rates are going to go up. So what you got, Chris, coming is a combination of inflation, prices surging, and stagnation because interest rates
are really hammering the economy. And yet the American people look at this and they say, I'm hurting, and yet we're expecting later this week for oil company profits to come out. They're going to be up, Karen. They're going to be up.
Of course.
The banks are doing fine. The oil companies are doing fine. They're all doing fine.
Yes. And we're the ones, the American people, who are biting the bullet and have to tighten our belts. And we're the ones that have to, you know, look at ourselves and make adjustments accordingly. And yes, it's going to fall at the feet of this president. But we cannot underscore that this started before he got here. And it took 30 years for us to get here. It's not going to take us 4 years to get out of
Clinton.
Including the Clinton years.
Here's the radio host Vicki McKenna with a caller on her program who may have to quit college. High gas prices, the culprit.
So you're going to just probably have to quit school if this keeps up. How much more can you take before you're at the breaking point?
I'm going to finish up this semester and then hopefully try and recover over the summer, save up enough money that I can afford to go in the fall. I can't really afford to move, and on top of moving, it doesn't really do much because I work in Waukesha, so I'd still have, so then I'd have to commute from Milwaukee to Waukesha to get to work.
Unbelievable. So Aaron's at the last leg here. So Aaron, you do have one last thing, right? You're going to give up school. You'll give up school. Of course you will. You'll find a way to manage. And unfortunately for you, it's going to really suck because you're going to have to give up school. And, I mean, these are the kinds of choices people are making now. So Aaron's going to give up school because gasoline prices are going to the point where he can't afford them and his job now worth more, for the short term than figuring out a way to not work as many hours, move closer to his classes and go to class. Man, I don't envy you this choice, but it is a choice.
Yep, it is a choice, and it's the choice I have to make.
So I appreciate the call. Thanks very much. How other people manage, I don't feel like that's not fair. No, it's not fair, but Aaron's dealing with it. You know, kind of gets you back to the unionistas griping about having to kick in a little bit more for their pension and their health care. Here's a guy who's got to decide because of gasoline prices whether or not he's going to keep going to UWM. That's crap. That's a crap kind of choice. And it's a choice that has been essentially made for him. It's an artificial choice created by the overreach of government. That's kind of what makes me angry here, is that a lot of this never has to happen, that you are making choices based on somebody else's bad decisions.
Coming up, we'll turn your attention to Libya and the debate over going after Gaddafi next on The Countdown Show.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the Internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog, who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes, and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Holt Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of an Ashley sofa and loveseat or bedroom from Standard, plus an HDTV. No credit needed. No long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
I'm Bob Whitster with Farmers Insurance. We're a proud supporter of March of Dimes, March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for farmers. We want to take steps to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives. We've participated in March for Babies for the past 25 years and will continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join us and the 20,000 companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
Talk Radio Countdown. Doug Steffen, latest from Libya, is that the government there is now NATO of trying to assassinate Gaddafi with their most recent round of airstrikes. Talk host Michelle Fee thinks we ought to be targeting Gaddafi, and the sooner the better.
I want to back up John McCain, and here's why. John McCain and a number of others are calling on NATO to blow Gaddafi's brains out, and I completely concur with this. Why wouldn't we want to adopt an assassination policy against this savage, murderous dictator so we can salvage the bombing campaign in Libya from a descent into a stalemate? Why wouldn't we want to wipe this guy out when the United States, as of April 19th, dropped $600 million, and that number is rising? $600 million. We have dropped in this NATO bombing campaign, and that's just the U.S. And guess what? Has anything changed in Libya for the rebels? No. Do we still have American troops patrolling the skyways? Yes. Does the number of our tax dollars, first of all, is it escalating? Yes. And now, Colonel Gaddafi is reportedly strengthening his grip on power because he has taken billions of dollars that he has hidden in overseas assets, money that should have been frozen by UN sanctions, and it was not, and he's using that money to fight back the rebels. So Senator Lindsey Graham, a Republican member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, said the quickest way to end the emerging stalemate was to cut the head of the snake off.
The way to get Gaddafi to leave is have his inner circle break and turn on him, and that's going to take a sustained effort through an air campaign. I think the focus should now be to cut the head of the snake off. That's the quickest way to end this.
I completely agree, because the people around Gaddafi need to wake up every day wondering, will this be my last day? Gaddafi should be waking up every day wondering when NATO is going to put a bullet between his eyes. Meanwhile, Senator John McCain, who visited Libya over the weekend, said the dictator should be targeted. And he also said we need to increase American firepower over Libya because right now the rebels are losing. Because this is what John McCain had to say. It's pretty obvious to me that the U.S. has got to play a greater role on the air power side. Our NATO allies neither have the assets nor, frankly, the will. There's only six countries of the 28 that are actively engaged in this situation. And guess what? President Barack Obama made us one of the nations. So does it make sense to sort of descend into this stalemate? Does it make sense to any of you to continue spending our money and putting our troops in harm's way in Libya to accomplish exactly jack and squat?
Here's host Pat Campbell talking about Senator Lindsey Graham's comments. He said, Graham said, we need to cut the head off the snake and do whatever to get him out.
Graham wants to cut the snake's head off. Here we go.
Right now, there's just not enough momentum by the rebels, even if they're better armed, to break through to Tripoli. There's not deep support for Gaddafi. So my recommendation to NATO and the administration is to cut the head of the snake off. Go to Tripoli. Start bombing Gaddafi's inner circle, their compounds, their military headquarters in Tripoli. The way to get Gaddafi to leave is have his inner circle break and turn on him, and that's going to take a sustained effort through an air campaign. I think the focus should now be to cut the head of the snake off. That's the quickest way to end this.
Here's the problem. The UN resolution calls for protecting the Libyan people. It's going to be hard to make that connection, saying, listen, we're going after Gaddafi, we're going off after his men. That is not within the mandate.
Well, it's my belief that it's going to be hard for American national security interests to survive intact if Gaddafi stays. You know, I like coalitions. It's good to have them. It's good to have the UN involved. But the goal is to get rid of Gaddafi. A military stalemate is ensuing. And the only way I know to make this thing successful is to put pressure on Tripoli. The people around Gaddafi need to wake up every day wondering, will this be my last?
What security interest does the United States have in Libya right now? This is not our war. You know, we've talked about this with various experts on here. The people who really have a vested interest in Libya right now are the French and the British. They're the ones that rely on Libyan oil. Oh, excuse me. Forgot about BP. BP's got a pretty big interest in Libya, too. It's ironic. Lindsey Graham. What a lightweight. But for him, we got to cut the head off the beast. You know, Muammar Gaddafi is not a threat to us. We're going to be trading in the devil we know for the devil we don't know. And that devil we don't know may, in fact, wind up being the Muslim Brotherhood. They may actually make Gaddafi look like somebody, you know, we might be able to work with. What's in it for us right now? Why should we commit even further to a third war? And where are all the people that used to criticize Bush? Remember that? Remember that? When Bush was president? You know, Bush lied, people died. We were told Iraq was the wrong place to be, Afghanistan was the right place to be. This president has accelerated that war, now got us involved in a third. When does it stop?
Shannon Broom talks to potential presidential candidate Herman Cain about the situation in Libya and what he thinks we are doing over there.
What do you make of the situation in Libya? The president is stood by his pledge not to put U.S. boots on the ground there, but we have contributed significantly to what's going on. But even top U.S. leaders and administration leaders admit we seem to be headed for a stalemate in Libya.
I believe that, too, based upon the reports that I have seen and heard and read, that we're headed for stalemate. But, you know, when the United States is spending five times the next largest country in terms of how much resources we're putting into it, I don't think trying to lead from the rear is exactly what the American people expect. Anytime we're going to commit the amount of resources that we are going to commit, then I think we have not only a right but a responsibility to lead. Now, that being said, I'm not real clear, and I don't think most of the American people are clear, as to what our mission is or what do we do next. It doesn't appear as if the administration has a clue. I could be wrong. But the American people deserve a little more than we're going to let NATO handle it and we're just going to kind of take a low-key position. I don't think that's what the American people are looking for.
Mary is a caller from Manhattan, doesn't think Senator McCain ought to have gone to Libya at all since we don't know who the rebels are.
I disagree with McCain going over there. Number one, how does he know who the rebels are? Nobody knows who these rebels are. What these people are that's fighting against Gaddafi is mercenaries. And they could be made up from anybody, the disease, the black water, whatever. on there over there to take his oil and his resources. They don't care about who runs Libya or any other country. They just want to take over his country. That man has the right to his own country, and they should leave him alone. And that's not just an Arab country. That's an African country as well. And I'm sick and tired of them calling it the Middle East. That is not the Middle East. That is Northern Africa, all of that, Israel included. And I'm devastated that they should be attacking an African country at this time in history. Leave those people alone. Let them run their own government. He was not killing his own people. Show me the bodies. Where are the bodies? I haven't seen one body yet. I'm disgusted with this whole thing. I wish they would leave him alone. And McCain is a true warmonger.
Coming up next on the counter, we shift our focus to the budget and the debate over the debt ceiling. That's up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Do you suffer from adrenal fatigue? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings can deposit into your kidneys and adrenals and cause them to lose up to 60% of their functional capacity? I've had firsthand experience with the damage mercury can do to the body. I've made it a life's work to figure out what went wrong after I got two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I also know the most effective means by which the body can remove mercury. It has to do in large part with how well your liver functions and how much glutathione your cells produce. The number one superfood that supports optimal levels of glutathione is cold processed whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is unheated whey protein from grass-fed cows. It is the most bioactive, undenatured whey protein on the market. People are reporting health improvements from this one product that I've not seen in 20 years of clinical nutritional practice. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here. We're focused on talk radio and talk television. That's what this is all about. Talk host Doc Thompson here with David Fernesco from the Washington Examiner. They talk about the president's comments. You heard him say we have to raise the debt ceiling, didn't you?
I got to tell you, the president coming out now and saying that raising the debt ceiling, if we don't do that, is going to be a problem, seems a little bit hypocritical to me, just a bit.
Well, yes, considering his own vote against it when he said that, you know, the fact that he was forced to take that vote when he was in the Senate was a sign of a lack of leadership. The lack of leadership always seems to be on the other foot, doesn't it? You know, it's that sort of an amusing spectacle right now, this debt ceiling vote, because at the Examiner, Con Carroll, and you can find this if you go to WashingtonExaminer.com, has produced a really interesting report on what actually happens when the debt ceiling, if the debt ceiling isn't raised by the putative deadline. And the piece is entitled Apocalypse Later, because it's not a sudden, you know, calamity the way that, you know, if you have a sudden government shutdown, there are clear results immediately. Raising the debt ceiling is more of a, you know, there's a gradual squeeze basically on federal finances until probably we'd have till July when we'd actually start having a problem. But you know, nobody actually thinks the United States is going to default on its debt. The proof is there in the fact that bond traders just aren't freaked out. You look at the how treasuries are trading. They're not demanding exorbitant interest rates, which is what they'd do if they were actually afraid of the United States defaulting on its debt.
Let me explain how this works for people, too. We are not allowed to spend beyond just an arbitrary number that is agreed upon and voted by the Congress. And we say this is how high our debt can go. But because our deficits are so big, we keep getting close to that, and then they raise the debt ceiling up. And in 2006, as you mentioned, the president, then a young senator, voted against the debt ceiling and kind of railed against it. And then, hang on, David, I want to play a clip for you. This is what he had to say when people have said, wait a minute, in 2006, you voted against it. You said raising the debt ceiling was bad, but now you're all in favor of it.
When you're a senator, traditionally what's happened is this is always a lousy vote. Nobody likes to be tagged as having increased the debt limit for the United States by $1 trillion. As president, you start realizing, you know what, we can't play around with this stuff. This is the full faith and credit of the United States. And so that was just an example of a new senator making what is a political vote, as opposed to doing what was important for the country.
Wait. So I don't recall during the campaign him saying, I made that mistake as a young senator, but now he's willing to admit to it.
Well, yeah, it's pretty funny to look back at, you know, this kind of issue whenever the shoe is on the other foot, whether it's, Republicans saying something earlier and then the Democrats saying something earlier than Republicans. I mean, what Obama's really saying is all this time when he's been telling us about how Washington games are so awful and he's not going to play them, yeah, he plays them just like everybody else.
Willie Geist and Joe Scarborough on television talking to Senator Chris Coons of Delaware about what the Republicans have asked for to allow the Democrats to raise the debt ceiling.
The fact of the matter is the debt ceiling will be raised. It's a question of what the president and Democrats are going to have to give up to their Republican colleagues to do it. They've asked for a series of reforms in order to agree to raise the debt ceiling. What are you willing to give up to get the ceiling raised?
Well, I think the question really is, are we willing to be serious about tackling the deficit and the debt in the short term and the long term? I don't think that we should be holding the debt ceiling vote hostage. I think the long-term consequences for our economy, for our recovery, for our creditworthiness as a country are just too serious for us to be playing with. But I support Senator Conrad and others in my party who've been saying that we are determined, we're dedicated to making a responsible reduction in federal spending and to working hard to promote jobs and to get our economy really going again. I think we have to strike a good balance between those two points. So, to be brief, I don't think we should be holding the debt ceiling vote hostage to any specific number target or detailed proposal, but I do think the Gang of Six will come back from the current recess period with a serious proposal, one that I hope a lot of us will be able to get behind.
Do you think on the other side, though, will Democrats do what's required to rein in entitlement spending?
I think what's most encouraging to me about the Gang of Six is you've got on one side Senator Dick Durbin, for example, and on the other side Dr. Coburn, folks who have been very committed to, very serious about, in Senator Durbin's case, protecting, upholding, extending Medicare, Medicaid, making certain that Social Security is solvent for the long term, is there not just for the current generation, but for my children. And on the other side, Dr. Coburn, a very serious conservative, very committed to reducing spending. If each of them keep giving statements, as you just repeated from Dr. Coburn, that pushes towards the middle, I think that creates and sustains the space for us to be serious about doing the hard work that has to be done.
You can find out more about all the stories on the Countdown. Just go to the Talk Radio Countdown box. The show section is in the middle of the homepage at DougStephan.com.